RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know if any of us enjoyed how we got here, but we got Ravens and Steelers for the division this Sunday night, and joining us now to talk about it, that's one of the things we like about Steelers Week, is we get to talk to Jerry Dulock, who covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And Jerry, thank you as always for your time. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. So what the heck happened in Cleveland on Sunday?
Well, fellas, thank you, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. I did as well for a change. The Steelers didn't play on Christmas or the day before. Or the day after, so it was actually a bit of a delight. And I can tell you who does not enjoy where they are right now, and that's the Steelers, because, you know, I'm sure they were kind of quietly hoping, and who wouldn't, to have the Packers win Saturday night and make the game Sunday meaningless. And they played like the game was meaningless. You know, everybody's kind of letting the defense off the hook, but I'm not, because they were sleepwalking through those first two series. They looked like they had stayed up after the Ravens and stayed up to the Ravens game and beyond for the way they played in those first two series. And the game effectively didn't think it would be, but was over at that point, allowing those two scoring drives. It's 10-0 right off the bat. And they never bounced back, and their offense just really struggled. You know, 3 of 15 on third down, 0 for 3 on fourth down. No DK Metcalf, no Calvin Austin, top two receivers. Their tight end, who they really like in terms of targets and as a run, tremendous run blocker, played 9 snaps and then broke his arm. So you're talking about three guys who, when you look at the first Cleveland game, were big factors in how the Steelers attacked the Browns. Long passes down the field right off the bat, 36 yards, first play of the game, to Darnell Washington, and then 3 25-yard passes to DK Metcalf during the game, including a touchdown. And fellas, you know, you saw what happened the first Baltimore game with the Steelers. They just attacked their secondary. First play of the game, 51 yards to DK Metcalf. First play of the second half, 41 yards to DK Metcalf. Then in the third quarter, 31-yard pass to Calvin Austin down the field that led to a 39-yard catch-and-run touchdown to Jaylen Warren. So they went after that Ravens secondary. Well, they're not going to have those players. It's still iffy as to whether Calvin Austin might play, but no DK Metcalf, no Darnell Washington. And the way they attacked the Browns the first game, they didn't have those guys. And, man, it painfully showed. That's not an excuse. It's just the reality of the guys they start using. You know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you know, his name sounds great because he once played with Aaron Rodgers. He was on their practice squad for 5 weeks, and they had no intention of putting him on the regular roster. And then, you know, Scotty Miller. So between the two of those, between those two, they targeted them 16 times. Coming into the game, both of them combined had 6 catches. Yeah. So that's what you're dealing with, and that's what they're going to have again this week. And so, what they did the first time that was successful, hey, they might try it again, but they don't have the same personnel to do it.
But Jerry, isn't that an indictment on Omar Khan? For the past 10, 15, 20 years, a lot of those seasons, this was a wide receiver factory in terms of drafting and developing, and they'd always have top-flight guys. But the past couple of years, you think last year, it was George Pickens and everybody else, and then you trade away George Pickens, you bring in DK Metcalf, and DK's been good for them, but there's just not much there in terms of guys at the wide receiver position. Just are you surprised that hasn't been addressed over the past couple of years?
Yes and no. By that, I mean, you know, it started when they brought in George Pickens. And, you know, he became a cancer in the locker room. And so they acquired DK Metcalf with the idea. And so when they got him, you thought, oh, okay, wow, now they got, you know, a double-barreled wide receiver duo. But they brought in Metcalf with the idea that they're going to get rid of George Pickens, and they did. And then they drafted Roman Wilson in the third round. So it's not like they've ignored it. Now, they haven't gone to a number one pick, but Pickens was a number two. Roman Wilson was a number three, and they haven't used – Roman Wilson missed all of last year with an injury, and they just haven't used him as much as a lot of us thought they would in terms of developing him and using him. And I think it's apparent that Arthur Smith doesn't have a lot of confidence in him, whether in general or just right now. But we're talking about week 18 of his second NFL season. And so, yeah, that position, you know, we thought all along, if you have an injury last year, it was, if you have an injury to George Pickens, what are you going to do? Now it was, if you have an injury to DK Metcalf, what are you going to do? Well, as we know, it's a suspension. And Calvin Austin has never developed. You know, he was a fourth round pick, so it wasn't like he was the high pick. But they've been lacking that quality number two, and they have tried. They tried with Brandon Ayuk. They tried with Christian Kirk. They thought they had a deal in place with Jacksonville right before the trade deadline to get one of their guys. And so they have tried because they know they're vulnerable there, but nothing's worked out, and now it's coming to really bite them in the rear at the wrong time.
Well, I want to drill down on that a little bit more in terms of what we saw without Metcalf this past game, because I'm not a big Arthur Smith guy, never really have been, but I also think that quarterback is going to do whatever he wants to do, and I think that quarterback plays favorites, and for them not to get the ball to Gainwell and Warren in the flat or even in the slot, and for him to throw to that broken down receiving core 22 times when they only caught 8 of those targets for like no yards, and some of his decision making on third and long and fourth down, I don't know. Like, how do you, where do you think he is? I know he had played 3 straight decent games, but the more I saw that game, the more I'm like, this quarterback just wants to do whatever the hell he wants to do.
You know, the thing I like about coming on this show is you guys don't hold back on your opinions and your adjectives. That is for sure. I'm not going to argue with you, because my point, that the problem I had the other day is on to your point. On 4th and 1 from the Browns 22, they're calling a go pattern to Scotty Miller.
Yep.
Now,
stupid.
That ain't exactly Justin Jefferson, George Pickens, or even DK Metcalf. And then at the end of the game, and you forgot one when you talk about Gainwell and Warren, the guy who's been the most reliable receiver for 4 years is Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah.
65 catches up until last year, and now this year, last year he did, but this year has all but disappeared. And so he catches a 29-yarder and then an 11-yarder back-to-back to put him at the Browns 10, and they don't throw it to him on the next 4 plays. And so they throw one to Adam Thielen, which, fellas, nobody's talking about this play, but it's 1st down. You're throwing a 3-yard out with 21 seconds to go or 28 seconds.
Yeah.
A 3-yard out when, if you're trying to stop the clock, throw it in the end zone. You're either going to get the touchdown or you're going to get the incompletion to stop the clock. So that play in itself, was that decision was stupid. And then 3 straight plays to MBS is just beyond me. Once again, that ain't Justin Jefferson or George Pickens or even DK Metcalf. And so the decision-making, whether it's the play calling, and look, every play has options. I get it. But the decisions to, how do you come back 3 consecutive times thinking, okay, one of these is going to work. I know the adjective you used for MBS, but this is a guy who's been on the practice squad for 5 weeks and they had no intention of elevating him until they got desperate. And so, and yet in a key situation, you're going to throw it to him 3 straight times, and he had no chance whatsoever to catch any of those. So the decision-making, to your point, was not very good in that game, because you're throwing to players, oh, it sounds nice. Well, we had him one-on-one. I could be out there one-on-one too, but you're not going to throw it to me.
Yeah.
So those were the problems I had in that game with both the play calls. 3rd and 4, you from your own 49, you hand it to Kenny Gainwell, on third and four. Now, that's fine if you're going to go for it on
right.
fourth down. But you lose 2 yards and you punt it anyhow. So why do you run it on third and four? Another instance of just a horrible play call. So those are the things that happened in that game, and it's why they lost the game.
Jerry, I got one more for you because you brought up Freiermuth, and it brings up something that we found interesting a couple weeks back because we enjoy from afar the Ben Roethlisberger podcast.
Footballing.
And he seemed to be politicking for Freiermuth a couple weeks ago.
No question.
And I almost felt like he was implying that Rodgers and Freiermuth, like, that, do they get along? Like, because what's going on there?
You know, Jace, they do get along, and I will tell you, you know, I text frequently with Ben. I see him occasionally at the golf course, although not recently, of course, with this weather. So, I know the way he feels. We talk about it. And, no, Pat sits right next to Rodgers in the locker room. They get along very well. He speaks highly both ways, Pat of he and Rodgers of Freiermuth. And yet it amazes me. But no, it baffles me. It puzzles me as to why that connection just isn't there. And, you know, Arthur Smith is a tight end coach. That's where his background is. And when they brought him in and he loves to use tight ends, I really thought that would be a boon.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For Pat Freiermuth, it's been the exact opposite. It's been a nightmare for Pat Freiermuth. Not only are not a lot of targets and catches, there's a lot of games where his snaps are in the 20s when they should be in the 40s or 50s.
Jerry Dulag, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for your time. Have yourself a very happy new year.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, fellas, and I'm going to try and find a few more adjectives for you guys.
Thanks, Jerry. Come back. It's T-Bone time. It's the final T-Bone time of 2025 because Bone's not here tomorrow. What you got?
And with that, we got to get our best bets in. It's the final week of NFL regular season. How did we do week 17? And what are our picks for this weekend? We'll give it to you next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time for the final time in 2025, and the floor is yours.
And the final best bets of the 2025 NFL regular season. But before we give it to you for week 18, let's look back to week 17. I'm killing it to end this year, man. I swept the board.
Nice.
I had the
nice.
Texans.
Like to sweep the board.
I had the Texans plus 1.5 at the Chargers. They won outright 20-16. I had the Jags minus 5.5 against the Colts. 23-17 winners there. And I had the Dolphins plus 6 against the Bucs. And the Dolphins won that game outright because the Bucs are a dumpster fire, 20-17. So 3-0, 11-4 in my last 15.
Nice.
Ken, you went 1-2.
I got one.
You had the Jags minus 5.5. That covered 23-17. You had the Bills minus 1.5 against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Eagles won that one outright 13-12, despite not scoring a point in the second half.
Yeah, that was weird.
And you had the Cards plus
yeah,
7.5, and the Bengals, brought out the whooping
stick. I expected a high-scoring game. One team showed up.
Jason, you went crazy with the Arizona Cincy. You said Arizona Cincy, the over 53.5, three Burrow touchdowns, and Brissett, two touchdowns. You also said McBride would go off. Burrow didn't have the three touchdowns.
He should have. They had three rushing touchdowns.
Sometimes that happens.
You had the Chargers
McBride
money.
McBride had the anytime touchdown at 70 or more. It was garbage time, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
You had the Chargers money line against the Texans. That did not hit. You had the over in the Rams-Falcons, which that did
hit. Yeah, way over.
51 points, so 1-2. Ben, 1-2. had the Steelers minus 2.5. Browns won that game outright. He had the Trey McBride over on receiving, 71.5 receiving yards. That hit 10 catches for 76 yards. And you had the over on the Cardinals-Bengals game that just missed, 51 when the over-under was 53.5.
We got Flacco in the fourth quarter of that one.
Yeah,
it's another reason why Burrow didn't throw for three.
Let's get to this week. I am going to start with the Panthers. I am going back to the Bucs. Well, Panthers plus 2.5 at Tampa Bay. This is just, it's so horrific right now of a downturn for Tampa. They have lost 7 of 8. I picked the Dolphins to cover. They won outright with Quinn Ewers in that football game. It was ugly, Carolina against Seattle, but they just beat the Bucs a couple weeks ago, and I think the Bucs season is going to end in a thud. I'm going to take the Patriots minus 11.5 against the Dolphins because the Patriots are still playing for the one seed. Because if the Broncos end up losing, then they could get the bye and home field advantage. I know that's a very big number, but New England just absolutely pummeled the Jets last week. I think they're going to do some dirty things to Miami.
Okay.
And then,
you care to elaborate?
Illegal? Anything legal? Illegal? Or is it all legal?
Talking
all
brass legal, knuckles? Or what are we, what are we talking?
And then another
Are we talking Spygate 2.0? Wow. Are we talking, what was their first?
Deflategate? Yeah.
Another big spread. I'm going
skirting the question.
I'm going Texans minus 10 against the Colts because Texans still playing for the division, and I know they're going to be playing the same time as the Jags, and there's going to be some scoreboard watching, but Riley Leonard is going to start for Indy. He's a sixth-round pick. This is going to be his first career start. I think the Texans will thump him. So Panthers plus 2.5, Patriots minus 11.5, Texans minus 10. Ken.
I'm with you on two of these.
Oh,
I got the Texans minus 10. I also have the Panthers plus 2.5. My third game, I'm taking the Seahawks minus 1.5 at San Francisco. I did. They're better on the road.
Sam Darnold truther.
Yeah, I'm trusting Mike McDonald on the road. I'll take the Seahawks.
I'm going to stay in that Seahawks game. Let's take the over 49.5 in Seattle, San Francisco.
49.5?
Yep.
Got it.
We will also, in the early Saturday game, let's go over 43.5 in the Carolina-Tampa game. I think that may still go down. So in real life, wait if you're inclined to go over because it's trending down. And then let's go under 37 in Green Bay, Minnesota.
That's the Max Brosmer
against
Clayton Tune.
Although it's Flores, I think, wanting that defense to finish with an exclamation point as he maybe becomes an NFL head coach.
Yes.
Ben?
Yeah, I don't play with many sides the final week. The one side I do like, the Seattle Seahawks on the money line. Forget the points. I'm just going to take them on the money
line. Mike McDonald guy. That's an endorsement of McDonald more so than the quarterback. Correct?
Yeah, Darnold scares me. I love Mike. I miss him.
Iron Mike.
I miss Mike. He should be in Baltimore. Bucky Irving, over 57.5 rushing yards. I like him running the football. And another Ravens play here. Derrick Henry anytime touchdown at minus 135 right now. Pretty shocked that it's where it is.
Okay, so you got Seahawks money line.
My guy Mike.
Bucky Irving over 57.5 rushing and a Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. I do want to shout out before we go to the break. My dad, it's a running joke in the, remember last week he beat me by 0.45?
Yeah.
He won the championship and his fantasy name is the Bridesmaids. This league has existed for over 20 years.
Wow.
And he finally got the monkey off his
back.
Oh,
wow.
Nice. Finally won the championship. So shout out, Dad.
By the way, before we step away, Beltway Ben, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find all my stuff at BH Journalist, at Wanna Bet With Us. We're live every single day. Pepto-Bismol or no Pepto-Bismol.
Yes.
We are always live regardless. But yeah, at BH Journalist on Twitter. Everything is there.
Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. And you just heard Jerry Dulock, if you were tuning in 5, and he's not super optimistic about the Steelers. But what about the Ravens offense and riding Derrick Henry, no matter who the quarterback is? Could that work again? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Last week about you not getting the ball in the fourth quarter of that game.
Well, I got it today.
So
I got it today.
Was it intentional today? Did you expect coming to this game expecting 25, 30 carries or more? Was that just how the game played out?
I would just worry about being effective with any opportunity that I got. and being efficient in the run game to give ourselves a chance to get into drives, let those drives end in points, and run the ball physically, and just focus on us dominating the line of scrimmage and establishing the identity in the run game throughout the game. That was just my main focus. Whatever carries it was going to be, I just wanted to go out there and make something happen.
Shout out Bo Smolka asking Derrick Henry after the game about the game plan, and Derrick Henry sounded very joyous. He ran angry during this game. 36 carries, 216 yards, 4 tutties. Can they go with a similar game plan Sunday? How would that look coming off of this game?
Well, I went back and looked how many times in his career he's come off the following week in the regular season a game in which he carried 25 times or more the previous week. And it's happened 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18 times. So the equivalent of an NFL season over the course of his career. And I'm not counting when he does it in week 1 and then comes around, or week 18 and comes around and does it week 1.
Yeah.
I'm talking consecutive weeks.
With a week of rest, yes.
Yeah, 5-6 days, whatever is between games. Now, some of this happened in 2020 where these COVID games were moving all over the place. But, look, if you want to look as a Raven, 25 carries the week before, and then week 15 this year, 11 for 100. We can go back to week 18 of last year. He had 27 carries the week before. He gets 20 carries for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns. We can go to week 4 of 2024. He'd carried 25 times the week before. How did he do? 24 for 199 and a touchdown. Now, towards the late stages of his Tennessee career, he had some instances where he didn't quite bounce back as well, but you could really sell out to stop some of those teams, and he was dealing with young Malik Willis as his quarterback in some of those games. But there's numerous instances where he would be going 30 carries or more 2 or 3 straight games. It happened with some regularity between 2018 and 2022.
Yeah, and I went back and did 30 carries, and he had 9 career games of 30 carries or more. One of them happened at the end of the season, so of course he didn't play the next week. The 8 games following the 30 carry performances, the average 25 carries for 123 yards, and so nearly 5 yards per carry. And I think a lot of this, you have to credit him in how he takes care of his body.
Yeah.
It's been talked about so much since he came here, and of course prior to Baltimore's time in Tennessee, the amount of money that he spends every single year just on his body maintenance and keeping it right, and the strict diet and just how he works out. And he is built for this. And I know it's different. He's 31 now. He hasn't had a 30 carry game since the final game of the season in 2022. So it's been 3 years since he's had a 30 carry game, but
I don't think it's hard
to bet against him, man. It's hard to bet against him.
I don't think you can look at him the way you look at other people, because he's just he's one of one is what he is. Like, because, and Bone, you make a good point. Like, he treats the offseason like a business. That's why he's running up hills every day. That's why those ridiculous videos of him working out that get posted during the offseason, you're like, what the, who would do that? Well, he would, so that he can do this.
Well, look, I think you have to go into this game saying there was a portion of time last year where we documented it, where it was all fullbacks and tight ends on the field, and they were road grading people, and they would hit deep shots on early down play action out of it, but they were living in it, and it was destroying people. And it's stuff that worked against Pittsburgh.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Burke too. And I think you go in and say, I don't really care what they are, what they're going to try to do. We're probably at our best offensively living in that stuff. And we're going to live in that stuff unless they force us to get out of that stuff. And that doesn't mean there's not 5 to 8 carries along the way for Keaton Mitchell. But when the momentum is there and when he's building up a lather, we need to lean heavily into that. We need to err on the side of more jumbo, more Henry with Ricard inside and those pitch plays to the outside. And if they sell out to stop it and Lamar plays in this game, that should open up plenty of other opportunities for us to hit high percentage, medium percentage, and lesser percentage shots downfield. Even if we only have 2 guys in that route or 3 guys in that route, we should be getting some matchups that we like. And that also opens it up for Lamar to take off and run when he has to take off and run. But I don't think you overly self-scout yourself out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you say, we could adopt this mentality for a month straight and maybe mess around and go further than we've ever gone in the Harbaugh-Lamar era.
Yeah.
Especially with Lamar back at quarterback. So I think they've stumbled onto what for them as an offense is probably the best version of their best self. Now, how much did Green Bay have to play for in that game? Like, what was there was a, I mean,
they were banged up and they got hurt. I mean, they got lost guys during the game.
They knew they got in the playoffs 12 hours earlier, and like so, and it's an out of conference game. There's not. This is going to be a little different going to Pittsburgh, but I would go in there saying we think we can road grade them this way, and yeah, we're going to throw more than we did last game, and we're going to throw certainly downfield more than we did last game. We're not going to average 4 air yards per attempt, but we're going to force them to stop this stuff if they can.
Well, and even if they have the success in limiting Derrick Henry like they did the first go-around, they didn't go away from him. He still had 25 carries despite averaging 3.8 yards per carry. And even if that happens again Sunday where Derek Harmon's playing in this game, he didn't play in that first matchup, you got to stick with it. He's got to get the volume in this football game.
The rotation does not come back in Week 18. No, I don't want to hear about rotations. It's Derrick Henry time. December. Bone, you brought up it earlier in the week. Like, Derrick Henry in December is a killer.
It's ridiculous, the stats that he has in December. And if I can find it.
It's going to be January by the time.
That's a good point. Same type of thing. But no, in 4 games in December, he ran for 538 yards, 6 touchdowns, and he averaged 6 yards per carry. And those are all leading the NFL across the board. He leads all running backs by 86 yards rushing. It's not even close.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And, if you have a 10 or 11 or 12 point lead in the fourth quarter, that's Derrick Henry.
Yes. Yeah. It's not time to see the rotation.
Yeah.
Time to run the hammer. We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview the final show of 2025, and get you ready for Westwood One Radio at 6 here on The Fan. Bone, before we get to the text of the day, any final thoughts as you hit the end of your year?
Final thoughts? Well, I guess
this is my way of filling because Ben has to go from like 8 computers to...
It has been a rough year for Baltimore sports when you think about it.
Yes.
You can go back to the beginning of the year where the Mark Andrews debacle in Buffalo. Yeah. Maryland was the feel-good Sweet 16 until the bald rat bleeped that up.
Yeah.
The Orioles season was a complete debacle.
They signed Charlie Morton in Japanese Charlie Morton.
This Ravens season has been a debacle until Sunday, and we'll see what happens there. But hopefully for all Baltimore sports fans, it's a
brighter 26.
Brighter 26. That would be my message.
Resolve to volo it up again? You're going to get back?
Absolutely.
And you're going to go rando? You're going to go rando?
I am going to go rando.
And you cured?
That's going to be one of, and I don't want to give away
you're
your
six-pack.
You're going to go
commando? Commando? I like it.
I don't want to give away your six-pack tomorrow for the resolutions. But
I haven't done it yet.
There's a resolution.
You can't give it away.
Go rando?
Yeah, I'll do a rando.
Yes, you should. I think that'd be good.
Bone, and everything's good with the surgery, too. So that's a plus for you.
Don't have to worry about the surgery. So that's you can very sit good again. Well. I can sit. Yeah. My butt works.
That's good to know. Yeah. Well, mighty segue to the text of the day.
Check 1, 2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Text of the day comes from Alex in Baltimore, who says, the Ravens secondary has been awful for the majority of the season, as you guys have pointed out. Is there any chance we could see them sign Trevon Diggs once he clears waivers? Not good in coverage, but he can at least help with takeaways.
He's terrible.
Yeah, I don't.
And I guess he's been a problem in that locker room, just reading on Twitter. Bad day for the Diggs family. Trevon gets waived, and Stephon has an issue with something like alleged felony strangulation. Yeah. What's that?
It was his personal chef.
Yeah. Oh, was it the chef?
Yeah. She said she wanted to be paid what she was promised, and she had the messages posted. It's out there.
Wow. Wow. That's one way to handle it.
Yeah.
Want your money?
Bone, where are you? Are you going away anywhere?
What's going on for New Year's?
No, I always hang out with my friend.
Is the one we won't let on the air?
No, I will not see him tomorrow, but he's usually a part of that group, and he will not be at the New Year's festivities. But yeah, just going up. I'm getting a massage, not from a sketchy place. No credit carding going on. I'm doing that in the morning, and then I am meeting a friend, and we're just hanging out, doing some stuff all day.
So New Year's
Eve?
And
then a New Year's party.
Oh, where's that at? Friends?
Yes, that friends. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just hanging out.
So you're getting a massage?
In the morning, yeah. Uh-huh. It's been a while.
Mm. He's not entitled to a massage.
I got
a problem with that.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
And it's not from a sketchy place.
I think you're very worthy of a massage, bro.
I asked, I forget who gave it to me, but for a Christmas gift, I was like, hey, just get a Groupon massage. They're cheap, and for the most part, the hit rate is pretty good.
But you said
good.
It's not a Groupon.
It's not. Yeah, this is like a pretty decent place.
Reputable place?
In the Rotunda.
You don't know who's giving you the specific person.
I don't want to give him a free plug. I know what it is, but it's definitely like a very reputable place. This is not like where I went and we sent Stoney Ballone.
Go on with your bad self.
Bone, for the final time this year, what's on tomorrow's show?
Tim Murray.
Yeah.
Preview the college football playoffs. Brooke Pryor. Preview Ravens Steelers. And Lucy Burge. She's talking everything.
The Burge perfect. For the final Burge time in 2025.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah. See how she feels
about
that.
You know she's got plans.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coming off her birthday
Coming off her birthday week, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there, I'm sure.
That is it for us. Coming up next, though, don't you change that dial because Westwood One Radio is coming at you. It's going to punch you in the ears at 6 here on The Fan. Bone, before we get to the text of the day, any final thoughts as you hit the end of your year?
Final thoughts. Well, I guess
this is my way of filling because Ben has to go from like 8 computers to.
It has been a rough year for Baltimore sports when you think about it.
Yes.
You can go back to the beginning of the year where the Mark Andrews debacle in Buffalo, Maryland was the feel good Sweet 16 until the bald rat bleeped that up.
Yeah.
The Orioles season was a complete debacle.
They signed Charlie Morton and Japanese Charlie Morton.
This Ravens season has been a debacle until Sunday, and we'll see what happens there. But hopefully for all Baltimore sports fans, it's a
brighter 26.
Brighter 26. That would be my message.
Resolve to volo it up again? You're going to get back?
Absolutely.
And you're going to go rando? You're going to go rando?
I am going to go rando.
And you cured?
That's going to be one of... And I don't want to give away
you're
your
go
six-pack.
You're going to go
commando?
Rando
commando? I like it.
I don't want to give away your six-pack tomorrow for the resolutions, but
I haven't done it yet. You can't give it away. You can't
go rando?
I'll do a rando.
Yes, you should. I think that'd be good.
Bone, and everything's good with the surgery, too. So that's a plus for you.
Don't have to worry about the surgery. So that's
you can
very
sit
good
again.
As well. I can sit. Yeah. My butt works.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, mighty segue to the text of the day.
Check 1, 2. Check. Check of the day. Check of the day. Check of the day.
Okay. text of the day comes from Alex in Baltimore, who says, the Ravens secondary has been awful for the majority of the season, as you guys have pointed out. Is there any chance we can see them sign Trevon Diggs once he clears waivers? Not good in coverage, but he can at least help with takeaways.
He's terrible.
Yeah, I don't.
And I guess he's been a problem in that locker room, just reading on Twitter. Bad day for the Diggs family. Trayvon gets waived, and Stephon has an issue with something, like alleged felony strangulation. What's that?
It was his personal chef.
Yeah. Oh, was it the chef?
Yeah. She said she wanted to be paid what she was promised, and she had the messages posted. It's out there.
Wow. That's one way to handle it.
Yeah.
Want your money?
Bone, where are you going? Are you going away anyway?
What's going on for New Year's?
No, I always hang out with my friend.
Is it the one we want on the air?
No, I will not see him tomorrow, but he's usually a part of that group, and he will not be at the New Year's festivities. But yeah, just going up. I'm getting a massage, not from a sketchy place. Not a Groupon massage. No credit carding going on. I'm doing that in the morning, and then I am meeting a friend, and we're just hanging out, doing some stuff all day.
So New Year's Eve?
New Year's party.
Oh, where's that at? Friends?
Yes, that friends. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just hanging out.
So you're getting a massage?
In the morning, yeah. Uh-huh. It's been a while.
Mm. He's not entitled to a massage?
No, yeah,
you got a problem with that?
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
And it's not from a sketchy
place. I think
you're
very worthy of a massage, bro.
I asked, I forget who gave it to me, but for a Christmas gift, I was like, hey, just a Groupon massage. They're cheap, and for the most part, the hit rate is pretty good.
But you said
good.
It's not a Groupon.
It's not. Yeah, this is like a pretty decent place.
Reputable place?
In the Rotunda.
You don't know who's giving you that. You don't know who the specific person is.
I don't want to give him a free plug. I know what it is, but it's definitely like a very reputable place. This is not like where I went and we sent Stony Ballone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go on with your bad self.
Yeah,
Bone, for the final time this year, what's on tomorrow's show?
Tim Murray.
Yeah.
Preview the college football playoffs. Brooke Pryor. Preview Ravens Steelers. And Lucy Burge, just talking everything.
The Burge for the final time in 2025.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah. See how she feels about
that. You
know
she's got plans.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coming off
her birthday week, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there, I'm sure.
That is it for us. Coming up next, though, don't you change that dial because Westwood One Radio is coming at you. It's going to punch you in the ears at 6 here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.